back on the podcast. Hey, all right, everyone. Good job. Thanks for showing up.
Well, that was a great episode. We'd like to thank
all of you
for listening.
So we're back on the podcast. We're going to do a top five. We're going to do now playing. We got a four-man booth. We got a four-man operation going right now. But the fourth guy's quiet. See, I might not hear him very much. See, he's very far away. I'm your host, Adam. As always, with me to my right is...
Hi.
Mr. Corey Flintoff, how you doing?
Good.
Across from me is the one and only Evan the Beard.
Hi.
Evan the Red.
I'm Red the Beard guy.
And he's in direct beard competition with the man across from me, Lee Gigliello. How you doing today?
Hey, good.
You may remember him from such episodes as the Holiday Spectacular and the one that he walked through and said something and walked away. So he's here. He's visiting town. So I said, sit down on the podcast. And he said, okay. And then he made a fart noise. What are we drinking, gentlemen? We're gonna go me to the right. That didn't make any sense. Who cares what... You're listening, you're not watching, so it doesn't matter. I am drinking... I went up to Salem. I took a little Salem trip on Monday. What's the name of that place, Evan?
The Pamplemousse.
Pamplemousse. You can basically get an empty little six-pack and fill her up with anything you want.
Custom six-pack.
Custom six-pack, my friend. So I was very excited about that. So right now, I am rocking the Heavy Seas Black Cannon Black IPA. If you are not a fan of Heavy Seas, then you are not a fan of beer, my friend.
I have had the Black Cannon. It's very good.
The Black Cannon is delicious.
Excellent.
It's a black IPA. I am a big fan of dark beers. I've mentioned that many times on the podcast. So when I saw a black IPA, I made brown in my pants.
Yep.
I got very excited.
Black IPA is fucking awesome.
I might have peed a little. No, this stuff's awesome. I got two of these, so I've already had one, but this is my second.
The other people that put out a black IPA is Shipyard, which is also really fucking good.
Shipyard?
Shipyard.
Sorry.
The yard with ships.
Yeah. Heavy Seas. Everything I've had from Heavy Seas so far has been really good. Mm. So that's what I'm doing. Corey, do you want to talk what you're drinking, or do you want to just keep clicking on your iPhone?
I am clicking on my phone. Drink a Guinness.
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's good. It's a Guinness Extra Stout, 22 ounce. And I
is
like it.
Is it a drink from Dublin?
It is.
Dublin, Ireland.
Yes.
Evan, what are you drinking?
I got... All right, it's a long name.
Okay.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's from Lagunitas.
Uh-huh.
Brewing Company. It's called... I think it's, one of those, like, special edition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going to be around for a while. It's Undercover... Investigation Shutdown Ale.
Whoa.
It's 9.7 alcohol by volume. Very strong and very, very tasty. Very good. I highly recommend it.
Excellent. And last but not least, Lee, I see some malt liquor over there. What are you drinking?
I'm slumming it.
You are slumming it.
A King Cobra.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Well, how much did that set you back? $250? That's 40 ounces of King Cobra for $250, my friend. That is a bargain.
Let me for a moment bring you back to the ride over here.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Evan had a conversation about beer.
Uh-huh.
As we were going to go buy beer.
That's smart.
And I asked Evan a question. I said, do you ever look back on the weird beers that you used to drink, like Steel Reserve, and ever think, why did I drink that?
No.
And on that list is King Cobra.
And my answer to that is no.
No.
No. I'm
no,
perfectly...
My answer was I enjoyed all those shitty beers that I drank.
Yeah. My taste...
Except for maybe Bush.
Bush.
We've refined...
It's an evolution. We've started
grown.
And we've grown. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, excellent. So we have our beverages and we can start talking movies. I have a couple now playing that I want to talk about. I watched two movies this week. They're both streaming on Netflix, so anyone with a Netflix account can view these movies at their leisure. The first movie I watched, Lee will be interested in this, as will Corey and Evan. I watched G.I. Joe Retaliation from 2013, directed by John M. Chu. You may remember him from such movies as Step Up and Step Up, Say It in My Mouth.
What?
I believe that was the sequel.
What?
Step Up. Oh, maybe that was Step Up. Say it to my face.
Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest.
Say it in my mouth.
You ever, right in my mouth.
Like, say it to my face. Say it in my mouth.
Say it in my mouth.
Say
again.
It right in my mouth.
So, G.I. Joe, The first G.I. Joe movie sucked. The first G.I. Joe movie was hot turds. It was multiple turds.
I'm hearing a but here, but...
G.I. Joe Retaliation wasn't terrible. It wasn't god-awful. It wasn't great.
Tell us about it.
It's pretty good. It's not bad. I enjoyed G.I. Joe Say It to My Mouth.
Why do I want to watch G.I. Joe
because
Say It with Your Chest?
Because it's kind of a cartoon. It's kind of a live-action cartoon. It's really goofy.
I don't hate The Rock in movies.
Huh? I don't hate The Rock either. He's fine.
I like The Rock.
I mean, they don't flesh out any characters. It's super dumb. But they do focus on some fun stuff. The whole Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow with their clan. The Hard Master is in it, played by the RZA, for some fucking reason.
Is Quick Kick in it?
No, no Quick Kick. I was very disappointed. The chick who plays Lady Jane is a... Mwah. She is very nice.
You just want to say it to her face.
Yeah.
Say it in her mouth.
It's very superior to the first one. Non-stop action. It's pretty nonsensical. Doesn't really leave you with a lasting impression. I just wrote, it's fun, it's dumb, and it feels more like G.I. Joe than the first one did.
It's fun, it's dumb, it's full of cum.
Yeah, I almost wrote that. Well, the first one, they were like...
This movie's a mess.
No, the first one, they were like, you could tell they saw Iron Man, they saw Transformers, and they were like, let's make movies.
I could do that.
Yeah, and it's... But this one was fun. I don't know, I say yay. I say yo, Joe. So G.I.
You
Joe
say
Revolution.
Go, Joe.
I've heard that...
I say body massage. Go.
I've heard that the Cobra Commander is a little bit more Cobra Commander-ish.
Yeah, he's barely in the movie, but he's Cobra Commander.
Did we get Roadblock?
Yeah, we got Roadblock. It's The Rock. It's The Rock
nice.
Block.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
Rock
and
block.
Friend of the podcast, Ray Stevenson.
Ray Stevenson, friend of the podcast, is on... He's Firefly, who's a very cool G.I. Joe villain. And he's cool in this movie. I mean, it's just... It's what's that movie we love that we reviewed like 12 times on the fucking podcast?
Terminator 2?
No,
Olympus Has Fallen?
Olympus Has Fallen. It's kind of like that. Okay. It's just
love
dumb.
That movie.
I love that movie.
I know. It's
so
not
good.
As violent, but I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's like an action movie that keeps your attention. It's not good. Like, it's not a quality movie, but it's worth your time. If you just want to like turn your brain off and watch a stupid action movie, G.I. Joe Retaliation. Like, the first one was so insulting that I hated it.
Right.
It was dumb and full of cum. But this one's fun and dumb and full of cum.
That's perfect.
Dumb, full of cum.
And the second movie I watched this week was a movie directed by Hong Jin-na. It is a 2008 crime thriller called The Chaser. This is a Korean movie. Corey, you're going to have to read. Are you ready to read?
As long as there's pictures.
This is a frantic... it's a serial killer thriller. It's very classy. It's a very classy, very well-shot movie.
Okay.
No, it's like, the thing about Korean cinema, I'm going to go cinephile on you for a second.
Go Korean.
No, it is, like, their camera work in Korean movies is impeccable. It's so much better than what they're doing over here most of the time. And they're just, the camera's always where it needs to be. They shoot super tight, like, a lot of close-ups and everything. It's called The Chaser because it's basically bookended by a bunch of foot chases that you wouldn't think would be exciting. But the way they move, you know, it's just all about the cinematography in this movie.
Is it on Netflix?
This is on Netflix, okay. Yes. This is a good movie. It's a crime thriller. It's about a pimp who, like, his ladies keep turning up missing. And then you find out there's a serial killer involved. The pimp is an ex-cop, so he's, like, basically investigating. The cops get involved. This is a really good movie. I really, really like this movie a lot. The thing about Korean cinema, too, is it's sort of brutal. It doesn't, like, American cinema, they dumb everything down, and, like, you can kind of predict what's going to happen. But these movies, like, you think, like, oh, you know, X, Y, and Z, obviously, this is all going to fall into place, and it doesn't. It's brutal. Like, it's pretty, you know, it doesn't always turn out the way you want it to, and, you know? And in these movies, you know, like, it started with Old Boy, where he's just like, holy shit, like, I didn't think it was going here, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, The Chaser, this is on Netflix, highly recommend it. I'm going deep in the Korean catalog, because there's a lot of Korean movies on Netflix, and they're really fucking good. Like, all you need to do is you need to watch Old Boy,
Old Boy is amazing.
That's the catalyst.
And that gets you into it.
Yeah, that's the gateway drug. And once you're in, man...
Old Boy made its way into one of my top 10 favorite movies after watching it. And I can't believe it took me so long to watch.
It's a fantastic film.
Highly recommend.
This is a good movie. I have a bunch of movies on my list. I Saw the Devil is supposed to be excellent. My queue is full right now, so I'm going to start knocking out a couple. And I even talked to Tom that we're even discussing maybe doing a top five Korean movies.
My only gripe about Netflix is it's completely contingent on what you watch to what they tell you about. So there's tons
You have to start starring movies, yeah, though. That's what
I've been doing. Okay. But it's like, if you're not watching the right stuff, they won't tell you, you know, about these things. And like, I hear a lot of gripes about Netflix streaming, and people are saying, how come nothing good is on it? It's like, you can't go on the front page. You have to search. Like, there's more stuff streaming on Netflix than what you'd even imagine.
I can actually...
Even when the newer stuff, like, when new releases come out, it's not
it showing. It doesn't pop up right away.
It gets buried.
Actually, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. This is a good plug for PopJunkMovies.com. I'm going to start doing once a week a Netflix hidden gem. Yeah. That, like, that's something good, that is out there that maybe not everybody has seen.
Like, Dread is a hidden gem.
It's very much a hidden gem, yes.
You've seen that, right? Yeah. It's amazing.
So Corey, what have you been watching this week?
I watched a movie from 2010. It's a remake.
Oh, one of those.
But a good remake. It's called Burke and Hare. It's on Netflix, starring Simon Pegg and Andy Serkis.
Okay.
It's
I like me some Simon Pegg.
Mm-hmm.
It's co-starred by Tim Curry and Tom Wilkinson.
Okay, two good actors.
Two good actors. So it's people that you've seen before that you're like, oh yeah, that guy.
What's
Burke and Hare? It's a remake. It's a dark comedy, where it takes place in like Victorian era Scotland.
Oh boy.
And Tim Curry and Tom Wilkinson are like head surgeons, like they're trying to figure out like human anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole premise of the movie is at one point they would buy everybody that would be like they would buy corpses that were like hung, okay, hanged and stuff. And
hung or hanged? That's hanged. Two different things.
It's hanged. proper English. They were hanged. to be specific, it's not that movie. Simon Pegg and his friend wind up kind of getting into coming across some dead bodies to sell them for money.
Uh-huh.
And hilarity ensues.
Excellent.
It's funny.
Would you recommend this movie?
Absolutely.
Would I like it personally?
I think so. I think it's funny. It was a lot of fun.
There's a lot riding on the line right now. I would enjoy this movie. Am I gonna waste my 2 hours?
No.
All right.
I think it's like an hour and a half. And
I will put it on the queue.
It's fun. And as far as like movies that get remade, I think that's the kind of movie that needs to... It's like a fun story.
I've never heard of it, to be honest with you.
It's probably like a popular story like in the UK.
Right.
But like we're not aware
of
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like they remade it. It's kind of...
I will add it to the queue, my friend.
It's wacky.
And I don't call it my list as my queue.
No, it's very much a queue,
man.
Yeah, my queue.
I'm not going with the update. Don't fuck with my queue.
Is that it?
4 stars.
Excellent. Evan, did you watch a goddamn movie this week?
I did. I kept up on my two main TV shows, and I watched a movie. I watched both new episodes of Game of Thrones.
Oh, nice.
And the newest episode of Vikings.
Okay.
Both amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched a movie called, which you already reviewed, called, 7 Psychopaths.
Ah, yes, yes. This is a movie that, I have talked about on the podcast before. I just want to get your thoughts on it real quick before we move on.
First of all, I fucking love Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson is amazing in
this.
He's
really
good. There's two great performances in this movie. I've already talked about the Sam Rockwell performance, but yes, Woody Harrelson, he plays the villain in this movie. So good.
Very funny. Really good movie. It wasn't what I expected.
No, it's very meta.
The trailers don't do it justice at all. Much like its movie that came before it from the same director, In Bruges.
Yes.
Which I fucking love In Bruges.
Yeah, that's a great movie. I would have a hard time picking which one I liked better. I know you lean towards In Bruges.
Yeah, I like In Bruges better.
Yeah.
Because I like that actor.
Donald Gleason?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I really like him a lot.
He's very good.
Oh, and fucking...
Fiennes.
Yeah, Ralph Fiennes.
Yes.
It's fucking awesome. But, I like some Ralph Fiennes. 7 Psychopaths was awesome. I my favorite parts of the movie was, I don't think it's spoilers, but was the psychopaths.
When yes. They would do the stories. Yeah, he's writing a movie and the Sam Rockwell character is helping him write and create these characters. And it's very meta. It's very movie within a movie.
The best one was the couple who kills killers.
Yes.
That was the best one. And the Vietnamese guy.
Yes.
Was also great.
Yes. And that comes in to the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Beautifully. It's seven psychopaths. He's writing a movie about seven psychopaths.
It was almost like a movie for screenwriters.
Yes. Super. Yeah. It's super like movie nerdy kind of.
It was almost like.
It's wicked good.
It almost seemed like the guy writing the movie was trying to write a movie.
Yes.
And it was like, wait a minute.
Fuck it. I'm going to write a movie
about writing a movie. I'm going to write a movie about writing a movie.
Yes.
That's what we need. Is a list for all of these things, because we talk about stuff, or for being three friends plus extended people that we don't usually see to talk about movies, we never really get the chance to talk about movies when we're not doing the podcast.
That's true. So
we need a list, because I forget to watch all these things.
Seven Psychopaths was a movie that I watched that I wished, like, when I was done, I was like, shit, do I know anybody else has seen this? I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you saw it. I'm glad you liked it.
In about a week, I gotta give a preview for a second, and okay. I think you're gonna jump on board, but I think we should take a second for every episode in the next couple of weeks to talk briefly about the new episodes of 24.
Yeah, me and you can do that, definitely.
Yeah, because I'm very excited. Vikings just happens to end around the same time that 24 starts up. So
when a hole in your heart opens up, Jack Bauer comes up
He comes to fill it.
He swoops in.
Lee, did you watch anything this week?
I just like some TV shows.
What was the last good movie you saw?
I saw Captain America. It was the last movie I saw.
Excellent.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
So and I watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so it kind
of
coincides.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has gotten really good. Yeah, I jumped...
It just got good the past
2 weeks. I got three episodes in.
It was like a big twist.
Yeah, I got three episodes in. I said, fuck this show. This show sucks. And then, Sage was like, oh, Deathlok's in it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And that's where I jumped on. I've seen the last five episodes. It's been excellent.
It's not like Heroes, right? Like
No. It's really, really good.
You know, we're a movie podcast, but we really can't help but talk about TV shows.
No, you can't, because it dominates more of my time than movies do most of the time.
They do like an x-ray scan of like the guy who plays Deathlok, and it's the same thing as in the comics.
I said to Sid,
it has the metal
plate. It has the metal plate over it, yeah.
TV shows are so cinematic now.
They are, and they're more I can't say they're more consistent than movies, but they're always like it's episodic. So you're like,
even if you get kind of a crummy episode, there's one on next week.
But sometimes the problem with movies is like it's an investment that you're not sure you want to make,
and they take so long. Well, that's the thing though, is movies take so long to make. So if you want a sequel, you're gonna wait a while.
Well, I just mean that, like, not that TV's more accessible, it just happens. You know what I mean? It's always an occurrence. It's
especially,
like, oh, there's an episode this
especially
week,
I gotta... with shows like Game of Thrones, where it's, like, it's one narrative, you know, it's genre TV, it's
You want to know what's going to happen next, but a movie is, you have to open that box, find out what happened, and then, you know what I mean?
It's 2 hours.
It has the whole
sometimes
arc.
Three.
Yeah, it's almost like I just painstakingly watch Walking Dead now. I actually legitimately, Sage listening, I fucking hate that show. I hate Walking Dead.
I do the same thing.
But I hate watching
it
now.
I can't stop watching
it. I can't give up on it. It's almost like, I mean,
invested.
Yeah, I didn't really hate watch Lost. Like, in retrospect, I almost kind of did. But, like, that was another thing. It was like, I just want to know what's going
to
happen. Like, I'm just, like, so
end.
Into it. Just like, let's go.
See, I'm mad because I can't get back into it because I stopped.
Walking Dead
and
sucks.
I know.
It's
and
terrible.
I mean, that's why I stopped watching it. But
you know,
I have no motivation to go
what
back.
What would actually happen in real life? It's almost like boring, drawn out, like.
Yeah. I was going to say, like,
it's
I actually.
Like, they're just waiting.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right in that aspect, but also in the other aspect of it is I wish it would be more like real life. Like, I want to see what the world would be like if this happened. They don't even get into that. You just have to fall around this boring cop
same,
and his friends.
It's the same boring
fuck these
crowd.
People, right.
Broaden the horizon.
Like, yeah, exactly.
If you had a world perspective on the zombie
that's
apocalypse,
my point.
But that'd be a really good TV show.
There's,
there's also a lot of different things that like different factors that goes into Walking Dead. Like, first of all, what was one of the most exciting episodes of the whole show was the last episode of season the last episode of season one when they went to the CDC.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the only episode where we got some like
I will one up you on that. I think my favorite episode of all time is when Herschel goes to the bar and Rick follows him, and those two guys showed up, because that's what I wanted this show to be about.
That was tension.
No, that was the world breaking the fuck down. That these guys were a threat.
I agree.
And he fucking took it upon himself to shoot those
guys. They did what they had to
do. Yeah, and that was like, I was like, oh, this is what I wanted out of this show.
That's what makes a dynamic character, because you have a good person. You know, I consider us to be good people. He's going to
extremes.
You don't know what you're going to do when you're put in that situation.
Last point.
You compromise your morality for survival.
That, and much like the CDC episode, is what the show should be like.
Yes.
Where, like, I loved the, how the doctor was like, why don't you just opt out of life?
Right.
Because everything's gone to shit.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be much easier to
just
give up?
That was real. That felt real. Yeah, that felt like what would actually go down.
That is what the show should be about.
But Lee's point is totally true, is it's so real that it's fucking boring.
Yeah.
You don't even want to, I don't care about any of these people.
It'd just be like us just sitting
in house.
Yeah, just, yeah, like depressed. Like,
it's a problem too, because it's called The Walking Dead. It's almost like, got the same issue as Dawn of the Dead remake had for me. Call it something else and make it its own thing.
Yeah.
It's a zombie movie that doesn't end and it becomes boring.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, all right, cool. So that's everything we've been watching. Cap 2.
Yeah.
We've done a whole episode on it, so we can't really get into it. But
which has a lot of players.
I don't know. Actually, I want to know if you disagree with me. Cap 2 is better than Avengers.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and like think about it. I mean,
it's a sore subject.
I know. No, I'm glad he disagreed. It's fine. I didn't want
to. Honestly, I've only seen Avengers in the theater. I didn't watch it a second time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
maybe I'm sick of it because I've watched it.
It's not fresh in my
mind. I've watched it like three times.
I haven't watched it multiple times.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure
once I watch that again, just see Captain America 2, I can kind
of. All right, fair enough.
It's been a while.
Cool. All right, so let's dive into this top five. When I told you guys this was going to be a short episode, I didn't mean. I didn't mean it was going to be a short episode of the, like, lengthwise. I meant, like, us sitting down and hashing this out. Because we're going to do top five movie themes and, like, theme songs. Not theme songs, but, like, this is going to be one that's going to be a little bit muddy. But it's basically, like, the theme, like, not the opening theme, but the theme song of the movie. You're looking at me puzzled.
No, I got you.
All right, hold on.
You went a bit, You went a bit broader than I thought.
We're gonna fudge this a little bit, and that's fine.
Hold on a second. I was under the impression that this is about the opening theme songs to movies. Like, the theme of the movie.
We're gonna play with it a little bit.
Okay.
Because there's themes to movies that, like,
hard to pick an example that's not...
It is, I don't want to give away anything on my list, but most of these are opening themes, but there are also, like... When you hear my pick, you'll understand. Like,
let's just get into it.
Let's just dive in. There's no Evan.
Where we get to.
We make the rules and the points don't matter.
That's true.
So let's just fucking do it.
And you keep asking the questions and I'll change the answers.
So let's just dive in to our top five. And mine spans decades and I had 17. And I had to whittle it. That's me with the stick. I'm whittling.
Yes, I see.
And I had to whittle it to five.
Oh, Jill. Right there.
So, Evan, I want you to go first.
Mine are just the classics. I'm sorry. I'm not going too crazy on this.
Mine gets
Evan,
weird.
Evan, your list. Bring it.
All right. Let's start with my number five. I'm going to go with... I don't know what to pick.
Just pick Ben Richards.
I can pick whoever I want.
And I pick Ben Richards.
Ben Richards.
All right, I'm going to go with the classic. It's a movie that we talk about a lot. Terminator 2, the specific Terminator 2 theme song.
Oh, the Brad Fidel.
Brad Fidel.
Yeah.
Terminator 2, which I feel like when you hear this theme song.
Can I ask you to pause for a second?
Sure.
Thank you. Continue.
When you think about this theme song, you don't think about the beginning of the movie.
No.
You think about the end.
Yes.
And the end is very sad.
Yes. This is my point of, this is kind of what I was trying to say earlier. It's like, it's the opening theme and then it plays again. It's the theme of the movie.
It's, yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Corey.
No, I...
I know, no.
I was thinking about it.
No, you got what I was throwing
down.
No, it is.
No, it has, there's certain songs that play in movies that it's kind of like the... It's like when the female love interest walks in. Every time they show it, they usually play it.
Of all the Terminator movies that have come, the T2 theme is the best.
I love the fact that the T2 theme is the same theme as the original. It's the same theme from the first movie, but it's redone.
It's better.
It's redone, it's
yeah.
Better.
Well, the 80s one...
It's synth.
Is, yeah, it's a little bit too 80s.
Yeah, it's more industrial.
It's more militant.
Here you go.
Yeah.
I was going to say industrial.
Industrial, all right, which is the whole point in the movie.
Yes. No, good call. Good call. All right, Evan, great pick. Great pick. We're moving on, though. This is one that I feel bad picking it because you guys probably won't know it off the top of your head. The theme to North by Northwest. It is a Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Yeah,
I wanted to. It's by a guy named Bernard Herrmann. He does basically all the Hitchcock movies. I almost went with the Psycho theme. The Psycho theme's great.
Yeah,
but the theme to North by Northwest. It's really cool. It's just like I think it's the best of all the Hitchcock themes. So when you guys hear it, I can only tell you, you know, like, oh, it's really great, but you'll never know until you hear it.
It can't be better than the Seven Samurai
theme. I have a feeling I've just heard it.
You may have just heard
it. I may have just listened.
You know what's my...
And I agree.
Yeah, thank you. My favorite part of this episode is the fact
Magnificent Seven. Magnificent Seven.
We've
theme.
Gone there.
I'm sorry, I had to correct myself.
Lee, I don't know if you heard him, but Seven.
Seven. The Magnificent. It's not easy to say.
No, it's not. It's like Asians of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Asians of
I
S.H.I.E.L.D.
I always, whenever I have a couple drinks, I will go, oh, I hate Asians of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Asians of
Fuck.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Fuck.
God damn.
It's not the Clash song, The Magnificent Seven.
Which is a great song.
Which is a fantastic song.
Seven. I don't know what that means.
And elaborate, Evan.
I'm as lost as you.
All right, cool. So, yeah, North by Northwest. Have you seen North by Northwest? Cary Grant?
I think bits and pieces.
Classic Hitchcock movie.
Classic. Check it out. I feel like every single Hitchcock movie is a classic Hitchcock movie.
I love Psycho, I love Vertigo, and I love North by Northwest. Birds, I could give or take.
I love Birds.
It's okay.
Because we're not going to talk about it because it doesn't have a theme song. The coolest thing about the Birds is that there's no musical score to it. It's just the Birds.
Yeah. All right, Evan, give me your number four. Or Fawa.
My number Fawa.
Fawa?
Is another Arnold movie. I'm going the Predator theme.
Ah.
Is amazing. Not only, and we actually, I think we whiffed on the opening scenes in movies list that we did. This also coincides with one of the best opening scenes, so like an action movie.
Yes.
With the
hold on, I think I hear it.
This is Alan Silvestri. Did you follow the criteria of not picking the same composer twice?
I did.
Because Alan Silvestri has a bunch of really good ones.
It's a bunch of really good ones, but this one's specifically my favorite.
Yes.
It's a badass composed theme
it's for great. An action movie. It's great. It's on my list. It's on not on my top five, but I told you I had 17.
And during the opening scenes or opening credits is like the introduction to all the characters.
And it gets revisited throughout the movie.
It does.
Like it swells during like certain parts. So
great opening theme.
Very cool. My number four is a movie that came out in 2008. Wow, that was a while ago. It has a name. It's called Aggressive Expansion. It's by Newton Howard and Hans Zimmer from the movie The Dark Knight.
Yes.
It's Aggressive Expansion.
That's a great theme, yeah.
Love it.
Not the theme of the movie.
Hold on.
It technically is.
There we go.
It technically is the theme of the movie. I got it off a list, so somebody else claimed it was the theme of the movie. It is when you hear it, because it's the culmination of all... Because that score is great.
Yeah, so that was the Hans Zimmer... the one Hans Zimmer song that you picked?
Because
there's a lot of great Hans Zimmer.
You know what? Like, I'm already guilty for not doing time from...
Inception
is it probably overall I like the score to Inception more than Dark Knight, but that song is
I like Dark Knight more, or I like the Batman movie scores more than
I mean
Inception.
I not putting Roll Tide from Crimson Tide on my list is actually hurting me right now.
Shush.
Oh man. So yeah, that's my four. Number four. What do you got for three?
Do you want to just
come out with it?
No, not yet. I'm going to go with one of my favorite movies of all time, Braveheart theme.
The Braveheart theme is amazing.
It's great. It's great. It deserves a spot on all iPods. Theme by James Horner.
Yes.
He's on a bunch of these.
A lot of great
movies.
All right. Very cool.
Good bagpipes. Good bagpipes.
Amazing bagpipes. Yeah. Amazing.
I'm a sucker for bagpipes.
Crap, I just lost it. Okay, so I'm on number three. All right. This is where I feel like our lists are going to cross.
Okay.
And I wanted to hold out on this one, and I wanted to make this one number one, and then I backed it up, and I started to feel bad about myself. Which Ennio Morricone theme are we going to talk about?
Well, you got to talk about the best one.
So many. And my number three is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, before I saw this movie, Corey, trivia question. Where did I first hear this song?
Metallica.
When the lights go down.
Yep.
At the start of a Metallica
and
show.
And they swell this music. It's literally like goosebumps.
It really is goosebumps.
It is. And like, not to be corny.
Oh, wait, so you're talking about the Ecstasy of Gold.
Yeah. You could argue that Ecstasy of Gold is the main theme because it's not the opening song, but it's the main theme of the movie. It's just too good to even fucking. I had you can't not put it on the list. Excuse me. You want to talk, Corey? I don't want to hear it.
No, it's okay.
No.
It's I don't know because I think it means more to us.
It does.
To date ourselves, I guess, in a bit. The original times that we heard it
was when we were under the blackness of the lights go out, Metallica's about to come on, they're our favorite band, and all of a sudden this fucking awesome...
Well, from the live shit VHS.
Right.
Like those three, the two San Diego, I think, and Seattle.
Seattle, San Diego, yeah.
And when you're watching it and it happens and it's very consistent, and then I think it was like 1997 was the first time that we all saw. I think we all went to the March 4th Boston Garden Metallica show.
Yes.
And you're kind of hoping, I hope it's going to happen, and when the lights go down and you get that payoff. Like, that was almost like the Metallica theme to me. And
this was my first concert.
So then going back, that was my first concert. Yeah. And then going back to... watching these things, you know, that they like I read Johnny Got His Gun, Dalton Trumbo,
right,
and watching The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Well, that's my point. That's the larger point that I wanted to make is the fact that, like, the first time I heard it is when Metallica was coming out, and then I started watching old movies, like old westerns. I started falling in love with them, and then when that scene comes up, it's the fucking coolest, man.
It really
like, there's
is.
No other way to describe it.
It
like,
really is.
That song is amazing. That scene is great. I mean, I fell in love with that movie the first time I saw it.
Absolutely.
And that scene is the most powerful scene in that movie. It's so cool.
It still gets me going. Like, if for some reason some shit was going down and we had to deliver, I would want to hear that song.
Absolutely.
Playing on my way in. It'd get me going.
All right, Evan. Numero dos.
Oh, well, now I'm going to pick it. Number two.
now you're talking.
Crimson Tide. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
By Hans Zimmer.
There's...
No, I'm sorry. Not Hans Zimmer.
No, it's not.
It's by... He is a student of Hans Zimmer.
Yes.
Harry Gregson-Williams.
Yes.
Who does the music and score to all the Metal Gear Solid games.
Corey, you will know that at work we're allowed to have the one earbud in and we can listen to music. Roll Tide is on my iPod, and when shit's going down at work and Roll Tide's happening,
sometimes you got Roll Tide.
Get the fuck out of the way. Okay. Because we'll be right back. is fucking going down.
You need help. Adam, roll tide.
Like, this theme has levels.
So, oh my god, it's epic. It has levels. As
there's,
fuck.
Like, the ultimate epic part, and then there's the part where, like, things aren't that good, and things are kind of bad.
Yeah, things go south. Like, things are going
south, which is, like...
That's where my work starts to get muddled, and then I bring it.
But it's, like, what happens in the movie, like, when, like, the mutiny happens.
It's an eight-minute song. Spoilers
for Crimson Tide.
No, it's all good.
But, yeah, like, oh, it's such a great theme. It's so epic, and it's the best theme from
this. Let me throw this out there right now. If you've never seen Crimson Tide... Stop! I will allow you to do this right now. You stop listening to my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Crimson Tide. Lee's leaving, and then come back and finish the. Because it's. I don't own it. I've seen it on a bus. I was on a bus back from New York, and I was like, "Holy shit, Crimson Tide!
Crimson Tide is on.
Me and you.
Yeah."
Yeah.
We were coming back from Connecticut.
That's the first time I saw it.
Yeah, not New York. We were coming back from Connecticut.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Crimson Tide is a movie Denzel. That we don't talk
about. Yeah, Denzel and Gene Hack.
Yep.
Gene Hack, James Gandolf.
James Gandolf.
James Gandolf, Eni.
Crimson Tide is a movie that we don't talk about enough.
No, and that's in a. It's. Ridley. Does that Ridley Scott?
No. Tony
Scott.
It's Ridley Scott.
All right. Amazing movie.
I'm pretty sure.
How does fucking Ridley Scott just get these epic casts?
It's Tony Scott.
Fuck!
It's Tony Scott.
God damn it! Who cares?
It's gotta be Tony Scott.
It's a Scott.
It's not really Scott. It's Tony
They
Scott.
Both are able to just like, Crimson Tide, amount these great casts.
Crimson Tide is the movie where, at one point, I'm pretty sure every single person's in charge of that.
You know who's great in Crimson?
At one point, you're under arrest.
You know who's great in Crimson
Vigo?
Tide? Vigo.
Vigo's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
Vigo.
They're all
I'm a sucker for Vigo.
Do you know who did a rewrite on Crimson Tide?
Oh.
Quentin Tarantino.
Really?
I think he wrote the Silver Surfer part. Remember they argue over Silver Surfer?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mobius versus Jack Kirby?
Yep, that makes a lot of sense.
Just saying. It's good stuff.
Crimson Tide.
It's a good scene.
All right. My number two. Deuce. This is the one that's going to come under a little bit of scrutiny. This is a theme from a movie I don't like. Okay. Now, this movie has an opening theme, and it's not the theme to the movie. There would be a main theme to this movie, and it is one of the most well-composed, best put together pieces of music I've literally ever heard in my life. That is Duel of the Fates from Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
It's from Phantom Menace. When that...
It's crazy.
It's so good. It has so much emotion. And it's like... It's a 4-minute song that just has like a range of emotions. It's unbelievable.
Now,
I'd like to delve.
The song is better than the
movie. The song is better than the movie. Thank you, Corey.
I would like to delve into this, into talking about the song.
You're welcome.
And I would like to start with how we got the song in the trailer first.
Yes, we got this song debuted on MTV. I recorded it on my VCR. That is a.
I remember it.
That is a relic from the past.
We had video cassette recorder.
We were such nerds that we had a VHS copy of the fucking trailer.
The trailer's amazing. The trailer's better than the movie.
Oh, far better.
Go on YouTube and watch the trailer to Phantom Menace. You're going to want to watch that movie. You're going to watch that movie. You're going to wish you never did.
So disappointed. We all did.
That happened.
The world watched the trailer and then watched the movie.
It actually debuted, Duel of the Fates debuted on Total Request Live with Carson Daly.
Yeah, it did. That's how fucking old happened.
He got so many hugs it was in studio.
Yeah.
He's getting older.
He certainly is. Late.
He's in his twilight.
He's on his way out.
It is a great piece of music that deserves...
You don't want any old people on.
It's a great piece of music that deserves its spot in the likes of like the Boston Pops and stuff like that.
Oh, it's amazing. I can't... I don't have enough adjectives to really describe. That's a great piece of music.
It's a tasty piece of music.
It's a tasty lick.
It's spicy.
It is spicy. Whew!
Wow!
So, I love Tool of Fates.
Yes. That's my number two. What's your number one?
My number one's a classic. I couldn't live with myself if I didn't pick this as my number one.
I can't live.
I would cease to exist if myself. I didn't have this as my number one.
But I have to go with Indiana Jones.
Bump. 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 Bump.
Indiana Jones theme, you can't just help but be filled with all
adventure.
The adventure and
filled with adventure.
I'm so optimistic when I hear it.
It's like all
I don't
your,
think any snakes are gonna come out. No. Nothing bad's gonna
childhood
happen.
Childhood and nostalgia comes back and you're so happy and
whiskey.
It's whiskey. Which I think is also another great piece of music. It's a very long theme.
And no, it is.
It's amazing.
I love, and we just did it like we just did it goofing off. But I love the build. That's the done.
I agree.
Like the way, and then it just like so good.
I want to wear a cape.
Yeah,
when I hear it,
I think I think it's better than the Star Wars theme.
I agree.
Yeah,
I think it's better,
but.
I think maybe I've heard the Star Wars theme so many times that it's like
I will off pod rank my John Williams top five and it might blow your mind because Star Wars it's probably five because there's better.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot better.
All right, my number one. It's not shocking. You might disagree, but my favorite movie theme of all time, Spider-Man name, Barry D. Vorzon. Lee, you had this CD from the Warriors.
Oh,
the Warriors theme is my favorite movie theme of all time. When that fucking song comes on my iPod and I'm on the subway,
dude,
get the fuck out of the way. We'll be right back. Like, I get super pumped and I start, like, boxing on the fucking the little handles.
You,
and
when that movie starts and that song's on, you want to paint your face like the baseball
player. That's
I strap on my roller skates. I put on my overalls.
I will tell you right now, the biggest gap.
The Moonlight Runners.
Gaffe I ever had on this podcast is when we were doing top five opening scenes, and this wasn't even on my list.
Yeah, how
and
did
that,
we
I don't
not
know.
Friggin' pick
I don't know. I was so upset with myself.
Yeah, we had a lot of picks for our opening scenes.
We just blew it. Yeah, seriously.
We got an editorial.
But yeah, dude, the Warriors theme is so good. It's so, so good.
It's an amazing movie.
It's a great movie.
I feel like not enough people know about that movie.
I feel like,
or give it credit.
I feel like I could write like a lot about that movie, like how it doesn't even take place in this universe. That
complex.
Movie's so weird. It's
complex.
So complex. Absolutely. That theme though is so good. It's so 70s, but it's so right for everything that happened. Like for that, just everything about that movie, it just fits. It just makes sense.
I like it.
That theme is amazing. That is my number one favorite movie theme of all time. Boom. And I love your pick of Indiana Jones for number one.
Thank you.
All right, so let's go through some honorable mentions. We got fired up during this episode. I like it. I like it a lot.
This was a list.
We had a lot of time to wait and drink for you to finish your last podcast.
I know. I'm trying to catch up.
This is a list that did not have enough numbers on it for me to put more movies.
No, I know. I thought about doing 10 because I had so many picks, but I wanted to splice like the actual themes into the show.
The two themes I seriously struggled with was the Batman theme by Danny Elfman.
Which is, I had a hard time not putting him on my list.
Yeah.
Because I had Edward Scissorhands.
I was going to
say, Edward Scissorhands,
one of my number ones.
It's so good.
And it's like the closing credits. It's kind of like the Edward Scissorhands overture.
Yes.
Because they kind of, it's not the main theme, I don't think.
I would consider it the
it's
main theme.
It's at the
theme.
Very end
I would
when
consider
it's
it the main theme, yeah.
To me, that's...
It is. Because it plays throughout the movie like a little bit.
I've listened to that many a times
it's
at work
great.
To like...
It's
and,
great.
Settle
and
down and do some work.
I struggle with putting the Batman... With putting the Star Wars theme on.
Yeah.
Too.
It's hard to not... It goes somewhere on the
I
list.
I feel it was
I
so obvious.
Duel
five.
Of the Fates is my favorite piece of music that John Williams has ever composed. My favorite John Williams theme is the Superman theme. It's my favorite.
Really?
It's my favorite theme from him. So good.
I have to strongly disagree with you.
It's, well.
Because I think it's like a remake of the Star Wars theme, I think. I feel like. It's almost a copy of the Star Wars theme.
To me, my favorite.
Listen to it again.
One of my favorite.
I will.
It's very Star Wars-ish.
I will.
One of my favorite Star Wars
Listen to it,
pieces.
Please. I'm sorry. I have to disagree.
All right, that's fine. We agree to disagree.
What would you call
it's so
it?
Good.
It's my favorite Star Wars piece. It's not like Imperial March or like the Star Wars theme. It's in A New Hope. It's kind of like the
Luke
theme. It's
yeah,
almost like a Jedi theme.
No, it is.
When
it's
he's on like Tatooine and you see the two suns and they kind of play like
yeah,
a,
and it swells up. I keep saying swell, but it does.
It
like it
really
it,
does.
Like crescendos when you stare at the two moons.
It's the you know, it's that theme.
Yeah,
that's my
it's amazing.
Favorite of all time.
I love
Star
that
Wars
pick,
theme.
Corey.
Are you talking
I love
about
that
the, the binary sunset?
Yes.
Oh, that is
it's
easily
amazing.
The best
because they only touch on it like a little bit.
But it's not,
and
but,
I feel like it needs to be a full piece.
But you're right because it's not a theme. It's not a movie theme. It isn't. It's just a
no,
piece.
It's
but because my favorite of all the Star Wars stuff is the throne room.
Yeah.
The throne room is amazing.
Yeah, that's on
from
yeah.
the closing of A New Hope when they're putting their medals on everybody but Chewie. I fucking
ceremony.
Noticed. I fucking noticed Chewie didn't get a medal.
I know he did.
Bullshit.
Didn't. And that sucks.
I know.
Maybe they're racist.
They're racist against Wookiees.
Against Wookiees.
All right. So quick rundown of we'll go back and forth because I have a long list.
I mean, Jaws has to be somewhere.
Jaws
right?
has to be mentioned,
obviously.
I had a hard time not putting these two. You know what actually sucks? And we can obviously pay tribute right now. No Carpenter made the.
Yeah,
I was gonna say honestly,
but if
my,
I had to choose
number one,
Halloween.
I would say
for
I
me,
had Halloween as an honorable mention. Big Trouble in Little China
for
is
me,
pretty
it's
good.
Escape from New York.
Escape from New York's my number one.
And then
it is
thank
an
you.
Amazing.
When we were
amazing.
Talking about Morricone, his Thing theme is really good.
Yeah that's
it
nasty.
It's
yeah.
really, really good.
It's creepy.
It's creepy as fuck. I had Anthem from Top Gun.
Top Gun is a good fucking theme.
Yeah, that's a really good...
I fucking love the Top Gun theme. I'm getting fired up. I don't love Top Gun the movie, but I fucking love that theme.
No, the theme is the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
Fire your sidewinders.
It was really tough for me not to put Gonna Fly Now by Bill Conti.
Yeah, I thought about putting it on there too, but I couldn't.
The Bullet theme, Steve McQueen. That is really cool. It's like that jazzy, like, that's really cool.
The theme for Dirty Harry is great.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the jazz.
Yeah.
I still like Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park's amazing.
Awesome.
Jurassic Park. I told Evan, I said one per composer.
Yeah.
Because then
there's too much John Williams would destroy.
John Williams is in Congress with the devil.
He has had Congress with the beast.
So many great themes.
Yes, he has.
It's inhuman.
What about
it's inhuman.
Beverly Hills Cop. That's a fun
The
Conan theme by Basil Poledouris is
the Conan
fucking
theme
amazing.
By Basil Poledouris and the RoboCop theme.
Both
of them are boss.
Another one I really wanted to put on the list.
One that none of us picked, but I feel like it deserves a list somewhere on the list. Maybe like top 20 Tubular Bells, Exorcist.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Creepy as shit.
I didn't want to go a horror movie because I feel like that's another list.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Let me rattle off a few, Corey. I had Predator on there, Evan. I had Edward Scissorhands. That was one of yours. The American Beauty theme.
Yeah.
If I just watched it the other day,
it's like a piano
piece. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves is so good. I'm not talking about the Bryan Adams song.
No.
The actual theme. It's by Michael Kamen. So if you look up Michael Kamen, he did a ton of 90s movies.
Mm-hmm.
The
Last of the Mohicans theme is really
that pops
weird.
Up on a lot of people's lists.
Yep.
The Willow theme.
Yeah.
The Willow theme is really cool.
Sung by Val Kilmer.
That's a lie. That is a flat out lie. This one was on my top five for a really long time until last night.
For how long? For two whole days until last night.
The Shaft theme by Isaac Hayes. That's a good movie theme.
You know what's a good theme? Is
that
exists
on my iPod.
The original SWAT theme.
Original? What is original SWAT?
Not the remake.
There was an original? SWAT. I thought SWAT was just SWAT.
No, it wasn't that, because they remade it with, like, Ethan Hawke or somebody.
No, you're thinking of Assault on Precinct 13.
No, they made a fucking SWAT movie.
I know they made SWAT. I don't think there was an original SWAT.
No, they made a remake.
SWAT was
The remake of SWAT was with Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
And who was the other guy, the bad guy? His cop friend? Oh, it wasn't Jeremy Renner, was it?
Might have been.
I'm looking this up right now.
Fuck if I know. So, but there was no original. There was just SWAT. There was no original SWAT.
TV show, maybe.
I think you're full of fucking baloney.
No, we're going for it right now. SWAT,
we're having a fucking
Evan,
SWAT argument.
We haven't mentioned Beetlejuice yet.
That's
not a great fucking
that
theme.
That should have been on my honorable mentions. I apologize.
Okay.
I don't know who I'm apologizing to. The Pee-wee theme.
Yeah.
The Pee-wee theme.
Beetlejuice better than Pee-wee. But...
Beetlejuice better than Pee-wee. I totally agree on that. For original songs, I almost went Weird Science by Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go any original songs.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah.
I think we've reached the point of the podcast where I'm having trouble saying Oingo Boingo.
Oingo Boingo. If you want to go original songs, Breakfast Club. Great.
What about
Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
What about Goonies Are Good Enough?
Yeah.
No,
I really dig that.
You know what? I don't want to keep rattling this off because that would be a good list. That would just be its own good list.
Yeah. Sorry, SWAT TV show 1976.
Hadouken.
There you go.
I still don't know.
I know the movie. Yeah.
It's cool. I'll play it off pod. You'll like it. It's funky.
So that was a good list.
Yeah.
That was a fun list.
Now I feel like we need to do original song made for movie because
that would be a little bit more difficult
the Matrix theme is pretty good.
The Matrix theme is good. I considered it, but it didn't even make honorable mentions. I mean, and that says a lot because there's so many of them.
I mean, I think we're all in agreement that
music is fun.
Music, yes.
I can't believe we didn't even mention it. I'm looking at the poster right now. Back to the Future theme.
I thought about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I mean,
just a little twinkle.
Music, yeah. Music in movies does something. I mean, they're two different, you know what I mean? Like, they're two different mediums, but just the fact of, like, a movie without music in it kind of wouldn't be.
A music without movies is like, a music without movies.
Yeah. Movies without music.
People are distracting me. This podcast is going to shit.
Every time they try and walk by subtle, it's not subtle.
It's the reverse of subtle.
It's the reverse of subtle. I should just walk by.
I couldn't live with myself if I didn't mention it because I love it. The original Punisher theme with Dolph Lundgren. I don't know. Go back and listen.
If I can find it, good. Evan, if I can find it, I will play it on this episode.
It'll can we like, listen to it tonight after the podcast? Closing.
Possibly.
Evan it's can't so live good. With himself with a lot of things on his list.
I love a lot of movie themes. I knew I'm a guilty man. I can't live with it.
I knew this would be a good topic. I was glad we went with it. Let's wrap this episode up, because it's Saturday,
and it's I want to have a good we're time. Crazy.
We are. We're having a fucking crazy nuts. Time. Lee's here. He's got a green shirt on.
He's got a big beard.
Makes me look less fat. Baggy shirts. Baggy clothes. That's a secret.
You heard it here, folks. Stay away from horizontal stripes. Black is slimming. Did you just say you want to kiss Evan?
How did you hear that?
You're sitting right next to me.
It's on the pod.
Yeah, but I kind of went...
It's on pod.
I okay, speak we'll listen beard? To it after.
We're gonna review this.
I fucked Ted, too. Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I fucked Ted, too.
All right.
No, it's funny.
Thanks for those of us that have stuck with us.
This episode got weird.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
No, it's Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah.
Hey, we even had an awkward silence. I love this episode. Yeah. All right, so let's wrap this up so we can continue drinking and
if
not have it be on.
If the episode just stops abruptly, it's because it got weird.
I want it to be like it sounds like someone's getting tackled and it just ends. No, no closing music. It just gets weird.
Lee tries to delete the podcast before we
No, it's control
it.
Open Apple reset.
All right. This was Pop Junk Movies. This episode got weird, but I'm looking forward to re-listening to it. I can't wait. Please go on iTunes and rate and review. I'm actually looking you in the eyes. Lee, do me a favor. You have iTunes on your computer, right?
Yeah.
Go on iTunes and go Pop Junk Movies, a little Pop Junk Movies podcast, a little search.
In the search?
Yeah.
Pop Junk Movies.
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's a thing where you can give it a little review, a little star. Just hit the little boop.
I'll give you
We don't care if it's
I don't
one
care if it's
five.
One or five.
It's a half.
It's a half.
Rate it.
Just do it. Just it helps the algorithm.
Please.
And then even write a little review and be like, these guys are fucking assholes.
I was on it once. They were nice to me.
I was best buddies with one of the guys in high school.
Class of 99.
I was friendly with the other guy.
Friendly.
That's true.
You guys were friendly.
We're fucking Edgar friendly.
So please, go on iTunes, rate and review Pop Junk Movies. Go to popjunkmovies.com. Wow, I'm like really like...
You can go to popjunk.com and look up movie stuff.
The episodes will have show notes. Just good times for bloopers. Everybody. Bloopers, mistakes, anything.
We don't make mistakes. Every single thing I say on this is completely deliberate.
I was Adam.
I was Corey.
I was Evan.
Lee.
And we were Pop Junk Movies, and this episode got weird. Goodbye.
We'll see you at the movies. Lee will be behind you, breathing in your neck.
He's going to be breathing in your popcorn.
Say it in my mouth!
Open Apple reset.
Say it with your chest.
Say it in my mouth.
I've been playing Time Crisis. Toronto trigger. On the air, this is... Hans, baby! This is radio, not television.
Hans.
I almost wanted to tell you that.
What
movie? Movie. Maybe. I'm what? You are.